Boss Radio.
Dobar dan, dobro večer svim slušaocima Cross Radija gde god. Posle kraće pauze, evo ponovo nekih aktuelnih priča iz Beograda. U stvari iz Beograda i Drezdena. Naime, neki od članova Cross Radija iz Beograda su posetili Drezden i vrlo zanimljivi festival koji se održao tamo pre desetak dana. Radi se o Bardinalu, svojevrsnoj kombinaciji raznih umetničkih formi kao što su svetlosni dizajn, muzika i literatura. Ali da bi sve bilo jasnije, mi smo razgovarali sa glavnim čovjekom Bardinala, Rui O'Brienom.
Bardinale is a name I invented to try and give the festival an even more European identity, and it is a combination of new English, you would say, inale and bard. Bard is an old Celtic word for traveling poet. The bard in Irish history was a very famous person. It was somebody who traveled from town to town and told stories and sang stories, and he was hated and loved at the same time because he could tell good stories about cities or towns or people, or bad stories about towns or people, and he was a feared man. And I think this is very important for artists today to remember that they have a certain power, a certain strength that they should not forget, and we can travel and make people love us or hate us, and there is a power of being an artist, and art is a political power, and I think this is important. It started as a purely literature orientated festival, but we have decided that it is important for literature to make people realize that literature is in other art areas also, to discover filmmaking, architecture, and vice versa. Architecture is influenced a lot by literature. Ulysses from James Joyce, Alexanderplatz, there are great literature novels which have influenced architects and artists throughout the years. And we want to make in homage on the cross-fertilization, we want to make it more obvious that literature is to be found in many other art fields. So we've extended the festival to include media, new technology, music, to include urban architecture, an area I'm very interested in, which is about revitalization of inner city areas, of areas that are dying and need new directions, new life forces, and also to include this new area of light art, where I think that is also a bridge to be made to poetry, where you say poetry is about maybe telling the news, telling stories. Being poetical can also be about giving people new life, new windows to understanding difficult subjects. And light is also a communication force, and we're using light as a metaphor for lighting the dark ages or the dark spaces in people's hearts and spirits, and also in the cities, relighting and revitalization, giving life back to the city and to people. And that's why light has become for us one of the symbols of our festivals. Light and word, light and poesy, poetry.
Koji su specijaliteti ovogodišnjeg Bardinala?
I think very special is the visit of the very famous internationally poets like Inger Christensen, who's from Denmark, and she's one of the most famous living poets worldwide, and that's a great thing for us to have won her for our project. And then Goran Sonevi, who's from Sweden, which is also a very famous, internationally very famous poet. The emphasis this year is on Northern Europe, and we have tried to show and demonstrate through this first Bardinale, which is also going to have an emphasis of light art, that the Northern European countries have a great tradition in light and poetry, and that's the emphasis of this poetry festival, Bardenali. And we've also invited a very young Swedish artist, Alexandra Dagfeld, who is also a highlight for us because that's our very first special light artist, light poet for the Bardenali 2004.
I za kraj da malo uporedimo situaciju na Balkanu sa trenutnim stanjem na polju kulturne politike u Nemačkoj.
I think this festival is an example in general what is happening in cultural politics in Germany. People have to be brave enough to take the initiative to do the art themselves. And not just being artists and waiting for patrons, but also to create their own circumstances, to create the context. And I think that's why a lot of artists are also creating the environment that they need to create their art. And that's what festivals are about. We are creating an environment where we can then also create our art and give our art a platform and get a platform going where we can also bring other artists in, and we have cross-fertilization where we can have exchange of information. This is communication politics. And obviously in Germany there isn't a lot of money at the moment because of the recession, and even less money in cultural politics. And in East Germany we are suffering quite a lot in terms of state support. But in taking the initiative yourselves, you are able to maybe balance the books a little bit and also attract other money givers, like sponsoring Privat Wirtschaft in German, commerce. And you can make yourself attractive for commercial investment. And I think this is also a synergy. It's a very important way of making culture possible for the future, not to be relying on the state, but to be also saying, if the state doesn't do it, then we do it ourselves, but then we dictate. It was like before, if the state gives you the money, then they told you what to do and how you did it and what they want for culture. But the freedom of doing it yourself means that you have also the freedom of deciding what is art and what is culture. And I think this is very important.
Slušate Cross Radio, prvi program.
Sada slušamo beogradski band Ventolin, stare prijatelje Cross Radija, koji su svojevremeno i objavili snimak pesme koji su uživo izveli u jednom krosu. Sa novog albuma Unrest slušamo Ventolin u temi Killing Floor.
Last time when I saw you, you were on the street again, walking with a guy I know quite well. You just mumble your name, but the grin on your face took me way back, way back when, way, way back when, way back when, almost where it all began. Spirits filled the air as we ended up the day. Stuart in the deck, was we all love so. I'm glad it turned okay for you, as you did for me. I'm glad I saw you. Killing floor. Last time when I saw you, you were on the street again,
Druga priča ove nedelje je o jednom novom bendu u Beogradu, tačnije o jednom samizdatom izdanju. Radi se o grupi Široko, a Ivan i Ivan u Blic odgovorima predstavljaju ovu interesantnu grupu.
Pa u suštini je sve počelo još 90. 91. godine, dok smo bili u srednjoj školi, Srđan, Ivan i ja smo svirali u bendu koji se tada zvao Slobodan Pad i imali smo par značajnih nastupa, između ostalog smo maltene svaki dan svirali na studentskim demonstracijama 92. i bila je jedna od maskota baš zbog imena benda. I na 92. smo imali, znači, učešće na toj demo 8 listi.
Vrlo interesantan naziv benda.
Ima višestruko značenje, znači Široko je u suštini to Shiroko, to je ovo japansko žensko ime. A može da bude, znači, onaj vetar, pustinski vetar, koji se isto tako zove, i ne znam, Volkswagen Široko i...
Da, odmah pređemo na bližu budućnost.
Pa ima nekih razgovora, znači, oko nekoliko festivala, znači, koje će se održavati ovog leta u Srbiji, Crnoj Gori. Ne bi sad nešto konkretno da pričamo o tome, još nije ništa dogovoreno, znači, ako se dogovorimo oko nekih nastupa, u svakom slučaju ćemo da vam javimo.
I ono pitanje koje postavljamo skoro svim bendovima u krosu, pevanje na srpskom ili engleskom?
Pa pevanje na srpskom u suštini, mi smo ovaj muški deo benda, znači uglavnom mi, niko od nas nije, nema tu ovaj, naša pevačica, ona smišlja i, znači, aranžmane pevačke i tekstove. I sad to je njen izbor što ona, ovaj, što u samu tu muziku ne pitanje kako bi tekst na srpskom. Ko zna, možda ćemo i raditi na ovom albumu neki tekst na srpskom, ali to, mislim, ne znam. Eto, ovo je bilo na engleskom i ove novih 3, 4, 5 pesama koje smo radili će isto biti na engleskom, možda će biti neka na srpskom, ali to je do nje, tako da to je princip rada u suštini našeg, znači.
Kako momci iz Široko vide sebe u obilju tehno zvuka danas u Beogradu?
S jedne strane do toga, zato što je u suštini tehno postao međuvremenu mainstreamu. U zadnjih 10 godina se dosta toga promenilo, rock and roll više nije baš u prvom planu, ali što se tiče naših koncerta, znači, ja to preporučam i novim i starim generacijama, pošto imamo veoma specifičan zvuk i to je u stvari neka mešavina i gitarske muzike i tehno zvuka, tako da kogod dođe na našu svirku može da se provede dobro, znači bez obzira na to šta sluša.
Za kraj slušamo Široko u temi Why. Pozdrav.
It's nothing like showing up, yeah. otok.
To bi ti bilo u kratkim crtama da uvijek postoje neki kutak u kojemu vremenska, materijalna i prostorna ograničenja nisu bitna. Bitno je da si pozitivna osoba i da voliš dobro pojesti, popit i dobro zebati i sve ostalo igra.
Cross Radio.